Let's return to where we started today, the fallout from the Panama Papers data leak. First political casualty, the Prime Minister of Iceland, who, along with his wife, had parked a large sum of money in an offshore shell company. That revelation sent thousands of Icelanders into the streets of Reykjavik. The Prime Minister resigned, but many Icelanders are still unhappy. Birgitta Jonsdottir is a poet and activist who leads the Pirate Party. That is the name. The Pirate Party holds only 3 seats in Iceland's parliament, but in recent weeks has gained a lot of popular support. Birgitta, thanks for being with us. A lot of Icelanders want a whole new election now. What does the Pirate Party want?
Well, we also want new elections because we feel that there's been a total breach of confidence in the government. Just want to clarify one thing. The Pirate Party has actually been leading in the polls for the last half a year or longer. And so the sad thing for the government is that the tiniest party in the parliament has been more popular than them for a whole year. And yet they are 2 parties, and the 2 traditional parties that have been in power in Iceland for almost all the time since we got our independence in 45.
Yeah. Sum up for us what the Pirate Party actually stands for. Like, if you have a mission statement, what is it?
Well, the mission statement is 21st century legislation, sort of moving legislation of the digital era into the human rights era from the last century. And we originally founded around the principle of creating a safe haven in Iceland for freedom of information and expression and digital privacy and copyright reform and, of course, direct democracy.
It sounds like the Panama Papers scandal kind of falls right in the Pirate Party's sweet spot.
Actually, one of the things we focused a lot on is to create a digital safe haven for this type of activity, protects and encourages investigative journalism, and to change laws so that those that host data like this can host it without threats of having to remove it. So this is like, a Pirate Party policy in action.
Why call it the Pirate Party, by the way? I mean, isn't there a negative connotation there with pirates who steal money?
Well, pirates were also semi-Robin Hoods in some instances. But the reason why it's called that, it's a part of an international movement of people that have been fighting for digital rights. Icelanders traditionally don't like pirates. We were attacked by pirates in the old days. But just the way the Pirate Party has in Iceland has developed with this name, they see it as a sort of a defiance as well. So it's actually transformed into a positive, which often happens with words.
You know, Icelanders must be pretty cynical. This Panama Papers stuff, the 2008 banking crisis began in Reykjavik. What do you want to see Iceland become? I mean, as a political leader?
We had a massive financial crisis in 2008. People realized in the wake of the crisis that everything they put their faith in had failed them. There was a big soul searching. And through a discussion of, you know, who we are, there was a new constitution written in the most crowdsourced fashion of any other constitution in the world. And the constitution was then put to a national referendum. And people said, yes, we want this as the basis for our new constitution. And unfortunately, it was not implemented before the last government finished their job. So the Pirate Party is very keen on implementing this new constitution, because what we've been witnessing in the last few days is that neither the minority or the people of Iceland have any tools to hold those that are in power accountable, except to gather outside the parliament and hope that the leaders will listen to them.
Birgitta Jonsdottir is the head of Iceland's up-and-coming Pirate Party. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
By the way, Iceland's prime minister isn't the only casualty of the Panama Papers. We've actually been keeping a running list here in the newsroom. It includes an ethics official at World Soccer Body FIFA and the head of a prominent transparency organization in Chile, now with even more transparency. Not to mention the entire country of Panama and its tax haven laws now under scrutiny. We have the full list up on our Facebook page. Just look for PRI's The World.